coming home is the time to celebrate. But even here, some veterans say the war can invade their thoughts.
With mortars coming in and rockets coming in at times, any loud noise would make me shake.
I took a nap on 4th of July and I woke up, the bottle rockets going off. And I seriously thought I was back in the desert.
It can subvert their dreams.
Just being attacked, a lot of dreams about being attacked.
It's nightmares or standing up 3, 4, 5 times in the middle of the night.
And it can hijack simple tasks like driving a car.
You get vehicles pulling up alongside you, you get a little paranoid about it.
Nightmares, flashbacks.
Vietnam veteran Steve Akers counsels today's soldiers.
I've had guys that can't get to work because they're off to the side of the road and they can't stop hearing the screaming.
They have post-traumatic stress. Akers says an estimated 30% of those serving in Iraq and Afghanistan may develop PTSD, depression, or other mental health problems. Ones that Vet Center and Navy psychiatrist Mike Colson says can be disastrous.
My nephew, home from Iraq in early this year, shot himself after being home 3 months. It happens. It's out there.
And they say it doesn't have to end that way. We'll explain next in our series, The Long Road Home. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo Close-Up.